Hello, this is Johnny from Hardwick Circus.
Every day I find a love.
And you are listening to the New Wave Music Podcast.
Welcome to a special New Music Spotlight episode of the New Wave Music Podcast.
Before we begin, though, we'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Offside Apparel. We needed custom shirts for the upcoming Oingo Boingo former members concert, and I found Offside Apparel, and was I glad that I did, Steve. Great prices and service.
You can design online or upload your own designs on their website at offsideapparel.com. Perfect solution for family reunions, schools, clubs, companies, you name it. If you need custom printed or embroidered apparel, check out Offside Apparel. Plus, they ship everywhere.
And if you use the code NEWWAVE at checkout, all one word, NEWWAVE, you'll get 10% off your entire order through the end of 2023. Once again, that's offsideapparel.com.
Today, we're thrilled to have Matt Katz-Bowen, Peter Yowitz, and Michael C. Hall, or better known as Princess Goes, with us today. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today, fellas.
Thanks, guys.
Well, first of all, can you tell us, Steve just mentioned names, but can you just tell us who's in the band and what they play?
Yeah, this is Matt Katz-Bowen. I'm in the band. I play keyboard, bass guitar, electric guitar sometimes, and acoustic guitar.
Hey, this is Peter Yowitz, Princess Goes. I play drums, bass, a little bit of guitar on our recordings, and some keyboards as well.
And this is Mike, and I'm the lead singer. And,
nice. That's your job, Michael.
That's right.
So can you guys tell us how'd you guys meet? How'd you guys come together as a band?
I met Peter when I was playing Hedwig in the Broadway production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, in which Peter was the drummer in the band. And so I got a taste for fronting a band in which Peter was the drummer, albeit a fictional band, but playing very real rock songs every night. We maintained a friendship. I know Peter and Matt have known each other for a lot longer than that. Their paths would cross when they were playing gigs in New York downtown back in the day, as it were. And I guess the two of them went out on the national tour of Hedwig. Matt was assistant musical director on that tour. And when they got back from that tour, they started to make some instrumental track together because they, you know, developed an appetite to continue making music and start making their own music. I heard some of those tracks and just casually said, hey, there's no vocals on this. If you ever want somebody to sing on them, I'd love to have a crack at it. I mean, I just thought it would be fun. There was no intention of starting a band. One thing just led to another. And before we knew it, we had written like 10 songs, and we thought we should play these for somebody other than ourselves. So we booked a gig and we came up with a name, and we've just sort of been showing up for it ever since.
Well, and it's funny you just mentioned that, because I was doing a little bit of, you know, research on the band, and you guys were originally called The Princess Goes to the Butterfly Museum. And since you've shortened it to Princess Goes, can you tell our listeners how that original name came about and why it was shortened?
Yeah, the original name came about. My daughter actually came up with it after going on a little trip to a butterfly exhibit in New Orleans. And we just thought it was the best name that we could come up with. And it was. And, you know, she came up with it. She's very proud. And then we shortened it because we were just, you know, it's a mouthful. And we also wanted to let Princess go elsewhere.
And it's kind of long on a marquee.
Yeah.
Yeah, they charged by the letter. So it was getting kind of expensive.
So, Michael, you are best known as an actor, including the series Dexter. As you mentioned in this band, you're the vocalist, but you've been singing a lot longer than just with Princess Goes. How long have you been singing?
I don't know. I guess from a date that predates my voice changing, because my first experience singing was in a boys choir. I was first soprano in a boys choir. And so that was probably when I was, I don't know, 10, 9. But yeah, I've always done that kind of singing. And as an actor, I've done Broadway musicals and things like that. This is the first time I've been in a band. But yeah, I've been singing consistently, though maybe on and off, for a long time.
How do the three of you come up with your music? Is it an individually, or is it more of a group effort?
All kinds of ways, Steve. We sometimes write in the same room. Sometimes Matt will come over and we'll record. We'll just sit down at our instruments and record live and kind of cut it up from there. And sometimes Mike will send us a vocal iPhone message and we'll figure out the music around it. So, you know, all different ways. You know, we don't have one set way of working. We just try to find songs wherever we can.
You know, what a lot of people don't know, and I thought this was just fantastic, is that each of you have a nickname or a persona in Princess Goes. Matt, Michael, you're Kaleidoscope. Matt is Storm Eyes. Peter is Dreamweaver. Is there a fun or unusual stories of how that came about?
I don't even know.
So goofy, but like, you know, we call our studio the clubhouse. I think all bands to some extent act as like this little microcosm of a gang and a musical gang anyway. And I think Mike, you started like Storm Eye came, I think, out of your mouth. And I think it summarized like Matt's beautiful, serene calm in the midst of chaos. And I don't know, you also gave me Dreamweaver and then we gave you Kaleidoscope. I think it was just a fun way of, you know, establishing our gang, you know?
Yeah. It's like maybe a trick to liberate you from whatever might or might not have been otherwise limiting you to give you some sort of a persona that's a little more wide open, like, amorphous, blurry. Yes. I don't know. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. For the record, Matt, it's not Storm Eyes. It's Storm Eye. The eye of the he's
the eye of the storm.
Yeah, he's the chilling calm at the eye of the chaos. No pressure, Matt.
So your first album, Thanks for Coming, was released back in 2021. How was that experience recording the new album versus your first album?
I feel like the first album would kind of came to completion during the pandemic, and then the second album emerged out of the pandemic. So the front end of the creation of the first record was pre-pandemic, and the back end of the second one was post, and there's maybe a little overlap. That's there's a little dose of the pandemic period, but we were able to get together and still we definitely sent ideas remotely. I think we've always done that, you know, regardless, but with both records, I think we were able to get together and record things, you know.
So let's talk about the new album, Come of Age. What I liked about it so much was the variety of sounds, everything from a little bit of goth, a lot of old school new wave synths, and a lot of great dance beats. Matt, your music really kind of defies one label, but for our listeners, how would you classify your musical style? That's a tough one.
It's really tough. It's electronic. There's elements of psychedelia. There's rock and metal in there too. I mean, we have a pretty vast array of influences, and we're not afraid to use them. You know, we're not afraid, and that's one of our strengths. I think is that we're not, you know, a particular band. We're not just a new wave band or a garage rock throwback or whatever. Which is very liberating and very exciting as well.
Yeah, that's what I like about the album so much, is that variety and different sounds, and you don't know what to expect next.
Yeah, I love bands like that. I love albums like that. I've been playing and touring in Blondie for quite a while, and Blondie is, you know, one of those bands that is throwing curveballs at you. You're like, you know, what is this? What's going on here?
So Matt, Jetpack is one of my favorite tracks.
Hearts switched out.
pace is so entrancing, and then suddenly the beat takes off. Can you just tell us how that song came together?
Yeah, Jetpack was, that started with, I think that was a jam, like a demo idea I had on the Juno 106 classic synth. And I brought it into Peter, and we started jamming on it in his studio, laid down the bass track. It's kind of an Italo disco vibe almost in the beginning. And then right exactly, you sort of go off the cliff, and that's like, what the hell is happening here? And then, yeah, then it sort of comes back in, and Mike has that beautiful banshee wail at the end. So I guess that's sort of how it came together with a lot of other stuff.
So the title track, Come of Age, is one that really stood out to me. I really love the lyrics, and that song musically took you on a great journey. Also, the song Glasswing was another one that I found to be amazing. What can you tell us about these two songs?
Well, Glasswing is one of my favorites as well. And it's a, you know, straight up two chord jam that between Mike and Matt, the melodies and the instrumentation sort of changes as the song grows, but it just stays those two chords, which I kind of like. And Come of Age, Matt had found this old Yamaha synth in the garbage, or somebody found it in the garbage and gave it to Matt. And that became sort of the basis of that cool keyboard sound in that track.
Recycled music.
Yeah, exactly. New York is like that. You can walk around and like half the things in my apartment I've just found on the street, you know, including my wife.
So, Mike, Beja is a phenomenal song. It really soars. I kind of felt like it was an arena rock song by way of synthesizers. And I love the way it opens up with the guitars. Were you guys going for a particular sound on that one?
No, I mean, I don't think we ever quite going for anything particular, you know, we're just after things, you know, like we never talk about like, let's write this kind of song or let's emulate this or, you know. But that was an old instrumental track that Peter had, I think, that predated the band that he shared with us. And I think he shared it at a time that coincided with us coming back from our first tour overseas, which was in Europe. It was in the UK and Ireland. And this woman who goes by the stage name Beja Flo opened for us there, and she opened for us on the UK dates of our most recent trip over there that we just got back from as well. And we just loved playing with her and getting to know her, and she told some really great stories, and she had a sort of stage persona that was really captivating. And just the name Beja is something that sings so beautifully, you know, and so it inspired the lyric. And she, it was fun to go back over there and let the audience know that, you know, this next song was inspired by the person who just opened up for us. But that's how that lyric came to be. But yeah, it's definitely one that's fun to play live and makes a room feel maybe bigger than it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Also, I will add the Beta band. I don't know if you know that band from England. They're not a band anymore, but it's BETA. I used to think it was the Beta band, but I guess it's called Beta band. But they inspired a little bit of the writing of that instrumental to use really simple chord progressions. And it's just got this great sort of hip hop undertone to it, you know?
So Matt, Pete, and Mike, what tracks on the album stood out to you? Which one would you recommend our listeners to check out to get familiar with Princess Goes?
The whole damn thing. Can we say that?
You can. Yeah. Why stop with just one, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think all of them are standouts. We don't really believe in filler tracks for albums. So we would certainly, you know, believe in everything that we put out and think everything is highly listenable, especially in the order, which was rather thought out.
Yeah. I mean, as you say, it is sort of an eclectic mix of things. I have heard Matt say that Jetpack is maybe a good, if you had to pick one, it's a song that does a lot of the things that maybe we do in different ways, all within the confines of one song. In terms of the broad spectrum of its dynamic and the fact that it's at times structured and at times like spiraling sort of chaos. But I would only pick that one if I absolutely had to. Ultimately, I'd say you should, yeah, just listen to the whole thing.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah, and I love Jetpack, like I mentioned earlier, but no, I agree with you completely on that.
So you guys have been playing live shows overseas and you just announced a U.S. tour. First off, Pete, my question is for you. I don't see a Salt Lake City homecoming show for Princess Goes yet. Is there a typo on the press release?
No. Well, we did play there recently. We did play there. Yeah, where were you guys? We played there 21, 22, maybe.
22.
We played there 22. Yeah, and wow. It was a great show. We sandwiched it in between Boise, Idaho, and Denver, Colorado, and got a great turnout there. And where did we play? I can't remember. It's downtown, way downtown, a big venue, down by Lucy's El Adobe. It was like, it's not far from Lucy's. It's this big music hall.
Was it Metro Music Hall?
Oh, Metro Music.
Nice one, Matt.
Yeah, great place.
Well, yeah, hopefully, if you guys make it back to Salt Lake, we'll redeem ourselves and show up to that one. I had no idea you guys played. I apologize. Definitely would love to see you guys live. How's the audience receiving the new music? And has there been a song on the tour that surprised you on how well it's been received live?
Yeah, they've been loving it.
Yeah, really good feedback, really good, you know, response. We were just on tour while our record came out. We were in Belgium near the end of the tour. So we were out playing shows without the record out, and then the record came out. But that we have a few singles that had come out this summer, and the response has been awesome. Like, people are loving it.
So, Mike, you're obviously a very experienced actor as well as being in this band. And this is probably going to be a tough question, I would assume. Do you prefer one over the other?
No. I mean, I think the more I'm able to mix it up, the more I have an appreciation for each component of the mix, you know? I mean, but I will say that this is... you know, this experience is unique in my experience of, I've never done something where the material was something I was taking a fundamental part in initiating and creating, you know, usually as an actor, interpreting other people's ideas and trying to embody a character that someone else maybe came up with. Whereas, in this case, well, obviously that's not true. So there is something singularly unique to this experience that I definitely value, but I don't know. It'd be hard to say I prefer one over the other. I prefer not being confined, you know, by any kind of one way of doing stuff. So,
and it's nice to always have a job to go to.
Yeah.
Matt, or actually Peter, let me ask you this one. What can we expect in the future from Princess Goes?
Yeah, I'll keep showing up for this, and we haven't really stopped writing music. We have a lot of music that we haven't released, and we have a lot of music that I think we are looking to make in the next couple of years. So I think ultimately the record just came out October 6th, Come of Age, and we want to give it its due and go out and play over the next year, just slowly and surely play the music for people, maybe get out and do some festivals, try some things we haven't done, maybe hopefully get on TV and play some music. But we definitely just want to keep spreading the word of this record because we believe in it so much, and at least give us time to write our next one, because it's going to be a lot to tie to top this last release, I think.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we can't thank you enough for joining us today. You know, we wish you the best with the band and the future of Princess Goes. Again, thank you so much for being with us, and have a great day.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Once again, we'd really like to thank Michael C. Hall, Matt Katz-Bowen, and Peter Janowitz from Princess Goes to sit down and chat with us for a few moments here on the New Wave Music Podcast. Their album, Come of Age, is available now on pretty much everywhere, your favorite streaming platform of choice, all your digital retailers, and all your probably physical retailers as well. Princess Goes on tour beginning on December 8th in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they're touring a little bit in December and into January. The tour wraps up in Louisville, Kentucky on January 21st. Check out their website, Princess Goes. And that's going to do it for this episode of the New Wave Music Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back on next week with our next episode, a review and interview of the new OMD album. We're also going to be joined by OMD's frontman, Andy McCluskey. It's going to be a great interview. We hope you join us for that one.